This was probably the most real episode we had.
The most paradoxical also. It's like, yeah. Let's talk about distractions while being completely distracted the whole time.
In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Ataide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome everybody to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity here with Aaron Ataide. Thank you guys for joining us back on the show once again. Is the ever so lovely and now award-winning podcast host.
Ooh. Ooh, wow.
Miss Joy Spring. That I have not been able to say that before, but hey, it's always good to give you new adjectives and new labels.
Thank you. As if my labels aren't long enough for people to get confused by. Yes, let's add one more. Thanks, Parts, for having me again. And yes, oh my goodness. I think it's our podcast's first award ever.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When was the last time you won an award? As somebody that has won like an immense amount of awards in high school and all of that, when was the last time that you won an award?
I think probably 2018. I was out of radio already, but for some reason, I won Best Radio Female Host.
I remember that. I remember that. And we were talking, and I was like, maybe I need to resign from radio to hopefully win an award. Now everyone understands and knows the reason why I left radio is because I won an award. I wanted an award.
We're still waiting for... Yeah, exactly.
It never came.
We're still waiting for that. But yeah, I think that was the last time. I think this is only probably my third actual award, because the rest are just nominations for mga awit awards ganyan, but then I never actually win. And then like for TV personality, TV presenter stuff, it's always the Tony Gonzagas that win, so I'm just like, yeah, okay.
I'll stick
to my lane.
I've been nominated once and I didn't win either, so it feels good to win, apparently. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's great. So thank you to the Platinum Stallion Media Awards 2020 for awarding Adulting with Joy Spring for Best Informative Podcast. Wow.
You are informative.
Fancy. I am an informative person, apparently.
God, this is not only...
Don't sound so incredulous. You're just like, well, come on. Sound a little bit convinced. Please.
No. I am. You are very informative on stuff.
So many levels. Thanks, Parts, for sounding the most incredulous out of all of my critics.
You know what? I will always be honest with you, and that is it. I am very happy that you won. I am so proud of you always with all of your achievements and everything that you reach, and I am so excited to see what's next for Adulting with Joy Spring.
We will see, but for now we are on Shot of Sanity.
Yes,
and
we are.
I really feel like we have a great episode coming up, right, Parts?
Yeah, hopefully. And this one is not only connected to what I've personally been going through right now, but it's also something that somebody posted online in our Facebook group. So we will be kind of referencing back to that here and there as we try to figure out how to handle distractions. Because distractions are something that I can honestly say I've been feeling a lot of recently. I feel like I've been distracted from a lot of different things. I felt like I've been distracted from the podcast. I think that I've been distracted with my working out and all of that. And when I was thinking about it the other night, I kind of already told myself that I cannot blame this on the lockdown anymore. The lockdown is that's the way of life now. If you haven't gotten used to the lockdown yet, where in the world have you been?
if you haven't adjusted at this point.
There's no lockdown. They're just enjoying life. So my question to you, Joyce, is, I mean, first of all, when was the last time that you were feeling distracted?
Literally 10 minutes ago. Like, literally 10 minutes ago. I was waiting for you here on Zoom, and I was watching The Good Place Season 4. That,
lovely.
Like, that's how I feel these days. And I feel like, you know, distractions can be very difficult to deal with. It can have bad effects on your work, but I do feel like it's a normal part of life. And you're right. There will always be an incredible amount of distractions our way, so we need to learn how to manage them and even how to identify them. Like, are you allowing yourself to be distracted, or is this actually a valid time for you to start resting and doing nothing, right?
Yes, I completely agree with everything that you said right there, because that was the entire layout of how I wanted to talk about the topic for today. See, it's just like amazing. This is, she has no idea that this is the topic. Absolutely none. And she did not have a pre-email like, oh, this is our pre-production. This is what we're going to talk. Nothing. That was amazing. So
we're just friends.
The one thing that I have been trying to do with the past couple days, because I've noticed how distracted I was, is I needed to point out what was a distraction and how it was a distraction for me. Like, for instance, for me, you know me, I love playing video games. Video games is just like my ultimate release from everything. And it got to a point now where I was concentrating more on that than I was on my responsibilities. So what I did was I sat down and I said, okay, am I looking at my work and my responsibilities and all of that as the distraction? Or am I looking at the playing video games as the distraction? Because there is always one that is a reward and one that is a distraction. It just depends on perspective. Now, like, for instance, for me, whenever I would do it, or like for the past 2 weeks, I would look at work as punishment instead of looking at video games as a reward. Does that happen to you as well?
It does. It really does. And I get confused all the time, especially because, you know, it's constantly changing. I feel like right now, especially with the whole lockdown and with everyone just cooped up at home, nawala yung sense of systematic living that we used to have when we still had, you know, going to the office and going to events. And I didn't realize that until I started acknowledging that I was actually mourning the life that I used to have, because the life that I used to had always felt like a reward, like going to events and traveling from Manila to a different country for work. That felt like rewards, you know, it felt like something that I really wanted to do, and I felt so grateful in actually doing it. So I didn't have to distract myself with so many other things. Like, now I have to either read a book or watch Netflix, and even while I'm going to the toilet, I have to do something and distract myself, because if not, I'm gonna feel like I'm so trapped where I am. And so I do get what you're saying, and that's why I feel like it's so hard now to deal with distractions, because sometimes hindi mo na alam kung ano yung distractions ba talaga, if that's actually a distraction or if it's something that you should be looking at as a reward.
Yes, diba? And the funny thing is, when I was contemplating all of it, is the idea of reward that we have now is so much easier to attain compared to what it was before. Like, for instance, like right now, a reward for us is sitting down and watching season 4 of The Good Place. Like, for us, that is a distraction. That is our reward that we are supposed to be using as, oh, I'm about to do some work. I deserve like a good 30 minutes of watching someone say, you know, go fork yourself for a while, because that's the great part about that show. But before, a reward for us was, okay, I'm like what you were saying, I'm going to go out of town. I'm gonna go spend some time with my friends and all of that. That there was so much more that you had to do to be able to get that reward. Now it's, I'm gonna order some food, and that's my reward. So the balance, I guess, of what you have to do and what you want to do are very, very different. And I think that that's why a lot of people right now, myself included, are feeling the distraction on an entirely different basis than what we were experiencing at the start of the lockdown. What do you do, though, to try and keep your brain on track? Because that's the next step. When you notice what your distractions are, how do you get back on track?
I schedule my distractions. I think that's nice. The best thing that I could... that's the best advice that I could ever give anybody, is to schedule your distractions, because distractions will always be there. And the only way that you can have power over it is if you actually schedule throughout your day, maybe like pockets of time, 30 minutes to 1 hour, where you're just allowing yourself to be distracted. Like, I allow myself to be distracted early in the morning, you know, if I really wanted to, after I do my devo and after I read, you know, I read some more, I read another book. Sorry, distraction yun for me, but you know.
Informative ka nga naman, diba?
Informative nga naman ako yung podcaster. Or at lunchtime, after I have lunch, I allow myself 30 minutes to an hour of just listening to music or hanging out. And allowing myself and scheduling those distractions actually tell my brain, okay, you're done with distracting yourself. Now's the time for you to start doing the work. And that changed the whole game for me, because then I would acknowledge, I'm able to acknowledge the human part of me that needs to be distracted, that needs to kind of like freely think, because I'm that type of person. I mean, I know that there are types of people that don't need that, like they can actually do distractions at the end of their day, ganyan. But because I'm constantly neurotic, I'm thinking about so many things at the same time, so I need to release it in bouts throughout the day. So that's what I do. How about you, Parts?
I'm trying to do the same thing now, and it really works well with like how I work out in the gym in the building, is that you have to have a schedule. You need to say, okay, I'm going to work out at this time, from this time to this time. So there's structure, and that's been helping me. And I promised myself, I was like, okay, I can't play any video games. If I'm working, it's going to be from 10:30 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I get everything done right there, and then I go to the gym and I take care of that. Structure is very important. We've said that long before, but we're feeling it now in a very different way. Now, one thing that you touched on there, which is where I kind of wanted to bring it a little bit later on, was the matchup and the kind of fight that you have between internal distractions and external distractions. So external distractions are things that are happening around you. Things that are, you know, whether you want to watch a movie, or you want to play video games, or you want to watch YouTube for the rest of the day, or you want to listen to every single episode of Shot of Sanity for the 14th time because you're an amazing person. That's not bad. You just continue to do that. One thing that also takes a lot of, in terms of our distractions, is our phone. Our phone is the number one thing that causes distraction in our lives. My God, our cell phone is the bane of our distractions life. What have you done to try and lessen distractions from your phone?
Parts, can
Except
I just
from,
say...
besides not replying to me, because I texted you last night, and the number one thing that you didn't do, as always... was last seen zone me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to explain though first. I have been so addicted with my phone recently because of Facebook videos. And there's this doctor on Facebook that apparently makes videos, and he explains like medical drama to you. He's so cute. So parang I spend hours, literally hours, just watching him do nerd talk to me. And he's so guapo. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, what is happening to the world? I literally spent like 1.5 hours this morning alone just watching him explain to people why it's important for you to take care of yourself, and why gastric bypass surgery is actually a good thing for people who are obese. And I'm just like, why? An hour and a half. I'm not even kidding. You can ask Wancho about this. I don't get out of bed until 10:30. And I wake up at 7.
Yes, imagine. You texted me at 7:30.
Yes, I wake up so early. I do my Devo. I write in my journal. I listen to music. I read another book. And then I spend an hour and a half watching the super cute doctor that I don't even know the name of on Facebook. Tapos dire-diretso lang siya. Anyway, Parts, and the reason why I didn't reply to you yesterday was because my husband and I had a spontaneous trip, and I promised myself that I am not going to use my phone. And the thing is, I rested the whole day yesterday because I had an entire week of work the week before. So I was literally in bed until 3 p.m. yesterday. And then at 3:30, I told my husband, I'm super bored. I think we should go somewhere. So we decided to go to Tagaytay randomly. And I told myself, my brain hurts from using my phone too much. So I'm going to put my phone down and not reply to anyone. It was a holiday anyway. So I'm sure I'm not missing out on any work. I didn't miss out on any posting. And that's the kind of thing that I do. I try to do on a normal basis. Even if it's, for example, kailangan ko lang maligo. And usually I bring my phone to the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. I try to leave my phone while I'm showering, or yes, if I'm gonna have to walk the dogs, iniiwan ko talaga yung phone ko. So I do like small and short time of like not using my phone at all, and making sure that I'm not holding it or it's not in my vicinity for me to hold it, so that I can be fully present. Because if not, I'm so addicted to this doctor. I need to look for his name. But how do you do it, Parts?
That is the next level. If there was like mansplaining, which was such a problem, now there is cutesplaining, where the guy is just explaining things.
Trust me.
But he's super cute, and you're just, oh man, that is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm going to take a break now from the topic here, but what Joyce just explained is exactly the...
I found it.
Oh my God. Who is he?
Is exactly?
Is exactly like the mental image of who, like, Joyce would be so, like, drop dead, like drop jaw over the entire time. Like she would listen to this man in, like, that is exactly what I see. Yeah.
Yes.
Cute explain it to me. Just, oh, who is this guy?
Dr. Mike.
Dude, he looks exactly like what I had in mind that you would be so in love with.
Guapo. Oh my goodness. Look at him. Doctor reacts to the good doctor. Oh my goodness,
dude,
right?
That is exactly...
I love my husband so much. Yeah. He is the most handsome person in the whole world. But I am allowed... And look at him. Oh my goodness. Parts.
See, now we have a costume for Juancho in the next Halloween. He needs to go as this guy.
Why wait, baby? Why wait? We can do it tonight.
We don't need to waste
up
no time.
A little bit.
Just order a Lazada, find some scrubs and a stethoscope, and you are done.
Cabe. My heart is racing. Look at my face, how red I am. Just imagining Juancho in those scrubs that I will take off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you call a distraction. To tie it into the show, that is a distraction right there. We caught that on tape. Now,
exactly.
Let's head back into the conversation. I personally cannot keep my phone away from me. I know that it is my crutch, and it is something that I need to have on me all the time. If I go to the bathroom, I have to have it with me. So I had to find other ways to lessen how much of a distraction it is to me. And the best way to do it was I went into every single app on my phone and I checked which ones needed notification and not. So I turned off notifications on my Facebook. I turned off notifications on my Twitter. I turned off notifications on my Instagram. I turned off notifications on different chat rooms that I'm in my Telegram. I muted them, and I told all the groups that if there's anything that you need from me immediately, message me directly. Now, if there's anything that's like we're talking about in the group chat and all of that, yeah, I'll react later on when I come across my phone yet again. But if you need me, just message me personally, and then I get a notification, because that means that it's important. But if not, I'll back read. I promise I'll do all of that. That is kind of the way that I did it. I just wanted to turn off every single notification that I had on my phone, because I would catch myself the moment my phone would light up. I'd be like, oh, what's that? What's going on? Okay. Oh, there's a fire or something. Oh, somebody got drafted. Or you know what? Like from Bleacher Report or all of that. I needed to get as much of that out of the way and out of my mind as possible. And it was kind of like, it felt like I was what you were doing, walking the dogs and not having your phone with you. But with me, it was just, okay, I needed to know that my phone was there in case that there was an emergency, but I'm not getting notifications from anything else that is not important. And that has done a big part in terms of getting my distraction away from my phone. And I set a certain time that it's like, okay, in the morning, right when I wake up, 9 o'clock in the morning, I sit down. And that's why I didn't text you until like 10:30 today, because I wake up, I have my phone. That's the time that I sit down every morning. I have my cup of coffee. I play my Sudoku. I do my puzzle games and all of that, crossword. And yeah, I'm a dork like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do Sudoku. Oh, no, there's another one in the box. What are we going to do?
But yeah, that's what I do. And then at 10:30, that's when I start doing my emails. I start doing all my text messages and all of that. But I do not do anything else, because that is my mind time. I set time just for my brain to work and to set the tone for the rest of the day. And that has been very, very, you know, advantageous for me when it comes to coming from the distractions on my phone.
And so much of what you just said is all about planning and scheduling. Honestly,
yes,
it's
really
like
is.
Planning and scheduling how your day is going to go so that you know when you're going to allow yourself to be distracted. And that's another thing that could help you guys if you are being distracted. Really, the night before you start your day, don't do it in the morning, because you're going to be distracted now the time that you wake up. But the night before, right before you sleep, write down the agenda that you have for the next day and what you want to do during those hours, during the windows of hours that you have lined up for the rest of the day, because that changes everything. Like when you tell yourself the night before that, okay, I'm not going to touch my phone, like Aaron said, I'm not going to touch my phone until 10 in the morning, until 9 in the morning, I'm just going to drink my coffee and be a dork, then you can actually do those things and then do the things that you have to do. So it's also a lot of knowing what you have to do and separating that from what you want to do. Exactly. Right, Bartz?
Yes, that's where the perspective of what is the punishment and what is the reward. If you look at looking at your phone as the thing that you need to do, then working is become something that you look at as a distraction. And that is when you start to have a negative connotation as work, because you look at it as the distraction from your phone. But if you start to look at your phone as a reward distraction, and you are rewarding yourself at certain points of the day because you were doing your job, the thing that you need to do, it becomes positive outlook on both aspects. Instead of it being a negative and a positive, you are looking at your reward as your phone as your reward. That's positive. And then you look at your job and you look at doing emails and you look at doing all of these different things that you have to do for work as things that you need to do to be able to get your reward, which is to have your phone. Now, I know it sounds really stupid, but it really makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Like, positive affirmation is the most powerful thing that you can do.
Absolutely.
Is exactly why I eat the candy bar right after I run 5 kilometers. And I was doing this when I was doing triathlon. Not an entire candy bar, but something that I like to eat. Not a lot of it, but just a little bit, so that my brain knows that anytime I work hard, there's a reward after. So you're right, Aaron Atayde. Some people might say that that sounds silly, but it actually works, and there's psychology behind
it. It does sound silly, but the silliest part about it is that it works. That's just the way it is. You have to sometimes do something silly to get things to work. Now, the final part of this episode, and I know that this is getting a little bit long, but, you know, I think that since we haven't talked for a while and I miss you so much, I think that's why we're having a lot of great conversation right now. There is the other side of distractions, which are our internal distractions. And you kind of touched on it a while ago, where you are neurotic. I am neurotic. We have our anxieties, we have our worries, we have all of these different things that are happening in our head, and sometimes it becomes debilitating. It is so hard to get things done. Sometimes you can't even get out of bed. Sometimes you just say, you know what, I'm gonna just lay in bed today, and I'm going, or you're in the middle of work and you're like, you know what, I'm done, ayoko na, I'm just gonna sit down on my couch, I'm not gonna do anything kasi ayoko na. How do you handle those type of situations?
That's tough, Bart, because that's something that I'm still trying to figure out. Like,
yeah.
This morning, I woke up, and I'm not even kidding you, the first thought in my head is the word dyphemism and how dyphemism is spelled this kind of the same way as dysphoria, like body dysphoria. And so I was trying to figure out the definition of dyphemism just because of that, like dy, D-Y-S, mm-hmm. and then femism, like euphemisms. And like, how, why do I wake up that way? And I was
filled. What are you doing?
I have no idea. Like, I literally was, I sometimes wake up that way where I'm just thinking about something so incredibly deep, like a random thing. And then I have to instantaneously look at my phone and see the definition, which, by the way, dyphemism is like a derogatory term or statement that you can use on something or someone, which affirms my theory. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that what I'm trying to say is that, well, first and foremost, you have to be kind with yourself, because there are some people who really are like myself and Aaron, who really suffer more from anxiety and just constant dysfunction in our head, really, of being constantly distracted. It you might be that kind of person that you're constantly just thinking about something and random things and things that don't make sense to you, but for some reason your brain is constantly conjuring up these words and images and emotions and memories out of nowhere. So you have to be kind with yourself, because sometimes you do have a higher tendency to be distracted than other people. That's one thing. Now, once you've actually acknowledge that, you have to then realize, okay, what are the things that work for you that will help you in those innate distractions that you just individually conjure up for yourself? For me personally, I have to scratch that itch. I had to know what dyphemism meant. I had to look it up on my phone and, you know, make a mental note of that, of the meaning of that, and that gave me peace, you know, that took away the distraction, because after I found out that I was correct with the meaning that I had in my head, then I was okay already. Because sometimes may mga ganung tao lang, di ba? Na parang, I just need to know, like, this is important information for me. Like, I had to find out, like, does Milo have caffeine? I googled that at 8 in the morning. I'm not even kidding.
Hashtag not an ad. Hashtag not an ad.
But send the check.
But send the check. So is it caffeinated?
No. So apparently it has less than 10% of what an instant coffee mix would have in the, so it's like 0.0226 milligrams. I remember these things.
See, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, another example of distraction. We had to know the answer there. Okay.
Exactly. And another thing that helped me in dealing with those kinds of things is journaling. Honestly, yeah. Just writing down your thoughts.
Like in a brand new Adulting with Joy Spring journal.
Maybe. Something that has gift boxes now.
Yeah. Oh, and like a personal message? Is there a personal message?
It could come with a personal message if you pay the right price. For $9.99, you won't. But for $1,899, you will.
Yeah, personal message. Yeah. Nice. Now, see, there are some people, like, I mean, I completely get that. I understand that completely, where you're sitting down and you're like, what's the capital of Argentina? And they're like, no, I know this. Oh God, I know this. And then it messes you up for the rest of the day. Like the entire day, you're like, no, I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to remember it. Buenos Aires? No, that's Brazil. You know, I mean, you have those moments. But there are times during the day when you're in the middle of work and you can't do that. Like you're in the middle of a meeting and then you suddenly think, oh my God, did I turn off the stove? Or did I give my laundry? Or something like you start to have these weird anxiety moments in the middle of it. Or you're in the middle of a presentation and you're like, oh my God, did I do this right? Did I use the right font? What was going on? I mean, how are they reacting? It's on Zoom. I can't really see. You know, you start to have all of these moments. So what I did was I wanted to do some research on how to try and get better at this. And I wanted to see what I could do to take advantage or at least get better at the situation. What this person said, and I really, really loved it because it works so well for me, was allow yourself to have what she called a worry hour, okay? You have a worry hour, okay? So what you do is if 9 o'clock in the morning, or you know, you just started work and you're starting to have these different anxieties in your head, tell yourself, I'll worry about this later on in the day. We have a worry hour at 7 o'clock. We'll think about it then. But right now, I got to get back to this presentation. Or if it happens again right before lunch, you're like, okay, you know, this is something that I'll worry about later on. You know, I'll think about this later on. Right now, I got to do this spreadsheet. Once you train your brain to kind of worry at certain parts of the day, then your brain starts to react very differently. Now, when you get to that time of the day, if you still remember what you need to worry, what you were worrying about, then worry about it. But most of the time, when you get to that worry hour, you have already forgotten what you were worrying about. Mm-hmm. Now, if you still remember it then it is something that needs to be thought about. Then you put in the mental aspect of it. But if it's these small anxiety attacks that hit you in the middle of the day, tell your brain, I acknowledge that it's there. I acknowledge that I am worrying about this. I acknowledge that I'm having an anxiety moment because of this. But I have to take care of this right now, and I'll worry about that later on. And that has been helping me out so much all throughout the day.
So good. Completely agree with you. I saw the video too. Really,
right,
really good.
That was such a great idea, and it never really dawned on me, and that just goes to show you that maybe we were wrong. There are things that you can find that are good on TikTok. I don't know. I mean, I saw that it was a TikTok that I saw on Facebook, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they have those educational TikToks now.
Yeah,
like Coach Laika Maravilla and Simone Hank, two people who have been on my podcast. They both create educational videos on TikTok.
Coach Laika is awesome when she does it, and apparently there's so much more out there. I'm not telling you to get on TikTok because that's a distraction, and we're telling you to try and control your distractions.
Just stay focused.
I'm just saying, just try and have yourself. If you schedule your rewards, schedule your worries, and that way everything else will follow. Your work will be in the right spot. Your time that you eat your meals will be in the right spot. So I guess yes. The best way to handle distractions is just to put a lot of structure, but you have to identify if you're looking at it the wrong way, is it an internal or an external distraction? And then you can attack it easier later on and try and hopefully handle it better.
And remember that it's all a process. You know, you're not going to wake up the next day and actually be less distracted than you were the day before. Like so much less distracted. You can actually lower that day by day and be better at it, and it's a lot of practicing, it's a lot of discipline, but you will get there. You will be more focused if you are disciplined and if you try to put more structure in your life. So we believe in you guys. You can stay focused and not be too distracted like we were in this entire episode of Shot of Sanity.
Yes, this was probably the most real episode we had.
The most paradoxical also. It's like, let's talk about distractions while being completely distracted the whole time.
So that'll wrap up this episode. Please make sure that you guys check out Adulting with Joy Spring, the award-winning Adulting with Joy Spring. Check her out as well at Joy Spring on every single social media website, I guess, that you can think of. Until then time, you can also follow at Shot of Sanity and myself at Aaron Atide. But until next time, I'm Aaron. We out. Bye. Peace and love.
Palam.